Texas Football Today is a production of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine and TexasFootball.com. If you like the show, help us make it. Subscribe at TexasFootball.com/subscribe. As a subscriber, you'll get two magazines, including our legendary summer edition and a year of exclusive content on TexasFootball.com. Sound good to you? Go to TexasFootball.com/subscribe. That's TexasFootball.com/subscribe. The Texas Football Today podcast is brought to you by VCR Now. Are you looking for an opportunity to captivate and enhance the experience of those who visit your stadium, arena, house of worship, or business? VCR Now can help you achieve that goal with the total experience. VCR Now is a technology organization that can fulfill your LED, audio, video, lighting, networking, security, and infrastructure dreams. Visit VCRnow.com to learn more. Watch Texas Football Today live every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And get involved in the conversation using the hashtag TFToday.
Yes, yes, yo! From the Dave Campbell's Texas Football Mothership here in beautiful Louisville, Texas, it's Texas Football Today, a show on the internet. My name's Greg Tepper. I'm the managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine, TexasFootball.com, a corresponding website. Thank you for spending part of your day with us, whether you're watching us live, TexasFootball.com, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, all the places, or you'll show us on the podcast, which you can subscribe to on the podcast vendor of your choice. Either way, thank you for doing your part to support your local mediocre internet show. I'm sitting here, sitting over there at the helm today, making us sound good. She is the Duchess of the Dorks. She's got a big weekend ahead of her. She's Ashley Pickle.
Nothing like a weekend of reading magazine pages, my
guy. I had to ask your dad what he was doing this weekend. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing I'm doing this week.
I'm watching playoff softball and baseball games, and then I'm reading magazine pages because I like to party.
Well, that's exactly right. Today is Friday, May 19th, 2023. 188 days till Thanksgiving. Happy birthday to Andre the Giant. It's episode 1,005.
And Aspen.
Happy birthday to Texas Football Today's own Aspen Tribble. I was trying to think of her last. It's Tribble, right?
Yeah. Yes. That's where you got the T.
Yeah, good job. Aspen Tribble.
Yes.
Who turns, I presume...
26.
26. Yeah. Happy birthday, Aspen. It's episode 1,595. On today's show, folks, we're going to hear from Henderson head coach Clay Baker out there in East Texas. Big, exciting news that he's taking over that Lions program. Excited to see what he does with them. We'll hear from him. In the back half of the show, it's Helpful Honda Mailbag Friday. We're answering your question about high school football, college football, recruiting, lifestyle, romance, travel, all of the things. So if you've got questions, get them in on the comments, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We'll get to as many as we can coming up here at the back half of the program. So get those questions in right now or else.
Correct.
I don't
We will send Mallory after you.
I don't have a threat. It's just like, or else. Oh, okay. That's fine. We watched, before you go, I'm sorry, let's do this. Do we have first four through the door?
We sure do. It was just Chad, Tony Blaylock, Ed McElroy, Zill0678. Welcome in, fellas, lady fellas, robots, not Betty White's ghost. Happy Friday.
Before you came in, because you were late today.
I was. For the first time ever.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's okay. Some of us work. Anyway, before you
do, you want to watch his computers fly out the window?
Greg Powers made us watch. He was talking about a certain restaurant's chicken sandwich. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They're not sponsors, so I won't mention them. A certain restaurant's chicken sandwiches. And they have a variety of different flavors of them. There's like 12 of them,
mm-hmm.
14 of them.
Well, that narrows it down.
And he was talking about, man, I really got to go try this.
Mm-hmm. I have tried one. Knowing who you're talking to,
be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And so he pulled up on YouTube, like, oh, there's a video of a guy who taste tests them all.
Okay.
And it's great. So turn it on. Stuff like that. It's like an 8-minute video. It's like, mm-hmm. Great. We're gonna get a nice feel for how all these flavors stack up. No, Pickle. This was an 8-minute video of a guy eating all 14 chicken sandwiches,
like whole,
in 41 minutes.
Holy cow.
And let me tell you something, and this is apparently a thing among the content creators out there.
Ew.
Of like, let's just film ourselves eating an absurd amount of food.
I mean, Man versus Food was a super popular show back in the day.
We have to stop.
Yeah,
it's gross.
It's kind of sickening.
He had like a calorie counter up there. He ate like 12,000 calories.
That's a lot of calories.
That is 6 times more than the daily recommended allowance.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. I think that if I'm watching someone eat that much, I want it to be like a special type of challenge, like the massive pizzas, you know, like something like that. Not just like one specific item over and over and over again. I don't feel like that's very fun.
I think I'm also just the guy who, I don't know. I like, there's people who think that that's really cool and interesting, and I just think it's like, ugh. Now, I will one day get you to do the pizza challenge.
Yeah.
We're going to get you back on this. It's been years in the making.
You know what? When people ask me, and I need to keep this in mind, when people ask me what my, like, dream job is, other than this one, of course.
Other than hosting Texas Football Today.
I really would love to be, like, the sideline reporter for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on 4th of July.
It is the role you were born to play.
I feel like, I do. I love 4th of July.
It really is.
I love the celebration of summer. Like, I feel like 4th of July is a big celebration of summer, and nothing really screams summer like watching the goat Joey Chestnut just house 75 hot dogs. And I feel like I would be able to bring some sort of like beautiful words to that experience.
Stories need storytellers.
Yeah.
Right? Great story that goes untold is you know, has no value.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the story that you were meant,
yeah,
destined to tell.
Yeah, when baby Jesus was like putting me together, mm-hmm. he was like, this girl's going to commentate the Nathan Hot Dog mm-hmm. eating contest mm-hmm. one day, and she's mm-hmm. going to enjoy every stinking second of it.
I'll make her in my image, and by in my image, I mean watching people dunk hot dogs into cups of water and then shove them down their throat.
Some people are scared to be the best. I'm not.
Gotta love the glizzies. Anyway, Matt Stepp was out in East Texas for the Kilgore State Qualifying Tournament 7-on-7, caught up with the new head coach of the Henderson Lions, Clay Baker, taking over that Lions program that is in need of a jolt. He's probably the guy to give it to him. Here is Henderson head coach Clay Baker here on Texas Football Today.
Matt Stepp, Dave Campbell's Texas Football, back here at the Kilgore 7-on-7 Qualifying Tournament, here with the new head coach of the Henderson Lions, Coach Clay Baker. Coach, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us before your kids get going today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me. We're excited to be out here. Happy to see the kids get out here and compete.
All right, Coach. Now, first off, you're taking over at your alma mater. You know, you're a Henderson guy. You've been in the area for a while now. What did it mean to you when you got the call that you were the guy at Henderson to become the head coach in your hometown?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, there's a lot of people who have influenced my life in Henderson and in the school district, my coaches, teachers that have impacted me and helped me get to where I'm at. And so to have an opportunity to get back and give that same thing to the community and the school district, it's a surreal feeling, and it's something I won't take for granted.
You know, now when you take over at a new place, you know, you're drinking from a fire hose. You got a lot going on. You know, you got to try to figure out the dynamics of the school, get to know your kids, those types of things. When you took over, what was like agenda? What were some of the top things you wanted to get accomplished when you got your feet on the ground?
The biggest thing was just developing relationships with the kids, getting to know the kids, letting them get to know me. I didn't come in and necessarily try to wholesale change things. The big thing was for them to get acclimated to my standards and the way we want to do things from now on, and to also build a staff around that's important. You know, nobody's going to come in and do it by themselves and make changes, so it was important to find the right guys to build around me, and we're in the process of finishing that up right now. So
all right, now, and you know, Henderson, they struggled last year, so you know, is a lot of it just kind of getting the kids' confidence back, you know, because losing winning can be contagious, and I think losing can as well. When the team has been struggling, sometimes it's tough just to get the kids' confidence back. How do you feel like your kids have gotten their kind of confidence back, and what are you guys doing as coaches to kind of flush what's happened the last couple of years?
Yeah, our big thing is the reason we're here today. We're trying to get the kids out competing. We went to a lineman challenge last week. It was a great catch. Went to a lineman challenge last week, got the big boys competing. They did a good job job, took second place, trying to get these guys out, competing, just getting them used to working together, to competing. That's the big thing. We compete every day in athletics, too. We have competitions. Everything we do, we're trying to get the kids where they're wanting to win. You know, they're wanting to win everything they do. It's a competition, whether it's against yourselves, whether it's against somebody else, just those standards that we're going to try to incorporate.
What do you want to see out of your kids? I mean, it's 7-on-7, but it is competitive, and it is football-like. So what do you want to see from your kids today? And I mean, this tournament's a very, very competitive tournament, almost like your district in the fall, right? It's good people all across the board, right?
Yeah, it pretty much is our district for the most part. Yeah, no, I mean, the same thing. We want to see them compete. And then the big thing we've preached to our guys is we want to see them work together. You know, there's going to be mistakes on both sides of the ball. We're going to make some bad reads, bad throws. We're going to miss some balls, miss coverages. But we want to see them work together and pick each other up after that and to work together as a family. That's the main thing we want to see today.
Final question for you, Coach. Now, I've covered games in Henderson before. Beautiful stadium right there in the middle of the neighborhood. Unbelievable facility. When I come into town, where are a couple of places I need to grab a bite to eat at if I'm covering a game in Henderson, Texas?
So I'll give you my recommendation. Then my defensive coordinator, Coach Tamp, I'll give you his. So his go-to spot is the Smokehouse. Okay. And then my go-to spot would be Cheyenne's Lunchbox.
Okay. All right. Yep. There you go. What do I need to get at Cheyenne's Lunchbox? What's the Coach Baker special?
Chicken salad sandwich.
There you go. All right. Coach, enjoy watching your kids compete today, and we appreciate what you do for student athletes in the state of Texas.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
There he is, Clay Baker, new head coach of the Henderson Lions. Joining Matt Stepp at the Kilgore State Qualifying Tournament out in East Texas. Appreciate his time. Excited to see what he does with the Lions. This is a program that, you know, has state championship pedigree and stuff and just kind of had a couple rough years. Excited to see what he does moving over from Price Carlisle.
That definitely sounds correct. There's been so many of these stinking coaching changes, it's hard to keep
Bang.
Up with. Attaboy.
Price Carlisle.
What's up? What is up?
Anyway, so he's excited to see what he does. Matt Stepp is going to be out and about doing all the stuff at state qualifying tournaments this weekend. So if you see him, come say hi. Matt Stepp loves surprise
give him a hug.
Hugs. So go give him a surprise hug, and maybe he will interview your favorite coach. Or if you're a coach, maybe he'll interview you. Anyway, we appreciate Clay Baker's time last weekend. We're Texas Football Today. We're here every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, talking football in the Lone Star State. You can follow us on Twitter at DCTF. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Dave Campbell. Follow us on Instagram, Instagram.com/Dave Campbell. And, of course, see us at TexasFootball.com. Consider going to TexasFootball.com/subscribe to become a 2023 subscriber to Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Get all three magazines. 2023 Summer Edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, our Recruiting Edition, and Dave Campbell's Texas Basketball, all mailed to you before they hit newsstands. Let me say that again. If you get the 2023 Summer Edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football mailed to you before it hits newsstands, you will be the first person in your neighborhood to get it.
Correct.
You might be tied with your subscriber neighbor, but like you'll be the first.
You should encourage all of your neighbors to subscribe so then y'all can have a magazine. Like everyone goes out to the mailbox at the same time and
Yeah, and they all sit in the driveway and read it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You also get a year's worth of exclusive online content at TexasFootball.com, including premium podcasts. You get all sorts of great insights from our Dave Campbell's Texas Football crew on the college side, recruiting side, high school side. You also get a year's worth of access to Dave Campbell's Texan Live, our streaming platform, which if you want to watch Katie's graduation...
You can. You can watch a lot of graduations this week.
We've got graduations, but we've also got playoff baseball, I should say. Playoff baseball and softball going on right now. You get hundreds and hundreds of Texas high school football games in the fall, including hundreds of Texas high school football playoff games live on your device.
Yeah, we've done over 500 playoff games this year, like all sports. That's insane.
TexasFootball.com/subscribe to become a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber. Everything I just mentioned, all that, $49.95 for a year.
To steal. Literally a steal.
I'm angry. I'm real mad. Dave, I'm mad.
Nod your head, Dave. Correct.
TexasFootball.com/subscribe. Now a word from our friends.
Born and bred in Texas hits a little different, as it should. Texas love doing business with fellow Texans. VCR Now takes its Texas roots as seriously as its many partnerships with schools and universities around the state. It's also why we're so proud to promote our brand in the pages of the Texas Bible, Dave Campbell's Texas Football, and on the airwaves of Texas Football Today. Driven by producing quality broadcast video, state-of-the-art audio, and LED video scoreboards at affordable prices, VCR Now makes sure to listen to your needs in its athletic department before recommending the next best steps. Building great products is our business, and it's our focus on building meaningful long-term partnerships with our clients that sets us apart. From our 24/7, 365-day help desk, the training lab in our hometown of Red Oak, or our sports marketing business plan that puts money back in the hands of our athletic departments we support, VCR Now is built to last. Reach out to us today at info@vcrnow.com or by calling 855-GO-VCR-NOW. Again, that's info@vcrnow.com or by calling 855-GO-VCR-NOW.
The Gambling Gauchos are a Texas Tech podcast serving you money lines, memes, and Matador content on Twitter, YouTube, and stakingtheplains.com.
Well, let's put it this way. They pay me off in tortillas. I'm going to shoot them right in the eye.
If you're looking for more Big 12 sports content from a host who once ate 25 tacos in 20 minutes and another that can provide a taco bites per minute analytical breakdown of the feat, then Rob and Kyle are the host for you. New episodes every Sunday and Thursday on the Republic of Football podcast feed.
The 83rd KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, the most historic and prestigious event in senior golf, kicks off an unprecedented run of major championships coming to PGA Frisco over the next 11 years. From May 24th to May 28th, join us as the best golfers over the age of 50 compete to have their name etched on the Alfred S. Bourne Trophy. Past senior PGA champions have included true legends of the game, like Sarazen, Snead, Palmer, Nicklaus, Player, and Watson. A limited number of hospitality, pro-am, and ticket opportunities remain available for you to be a part of the first major championship at PGA Frisco. And keep in mind, corporate clients and ticket purchasers at this May's KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship will receive priority access to offerings at future major championships held at PGA Frisco, including the 2025 KPMG Women's PGA Championship and the 2027 PGA Championship. Visit srpga.com for more information.
Shalee, it's time for Helpful Honda Mailbag Friday.
The North Texas Honda dealers want to help you score on award-winning Hondas like the rugged and reliable 2023 Ridgeline. Stop by your Helpful Honda dealer today or visit ntxhondadealers.com to learn more.
So if you got questions about high school football, college football, recruiting, lifestyle, romance, travel, get in on the comments, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We'll get to as many as we can up to the top of the hour. Quick question for you. So I was just looking through my Instagram. Can you get Aspen to accept my follow request, please?
I probably can.
Thank you.
She's in Vegas right now for EDC.
What's EDC?
So, a massive festival that's out there. It's like a party techno dance music festival, like legitimate, like the pinnacle of festivals, basically.
Like rave festival.
Yes, correct. A rave. That's the word I was looking for.
Got it. Okay. Shout out to her.
So I can try. Yep. She might still be asleep.
Because I was on my Instagram just now. Something I guess I haven't brought to the air yet. I have a friend. His name is Sam. Hey, Sam. He's not watching. He's busy because of his job that he just got, which is driving the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh, my God. That rules.
I know the guy who drives the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Can he come on the show?
I bet we could probably arrange that.
Okay. So maybe we need to let's give him a couple of weeks to get into
the job.
Yeah,
he got the job like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. He needs to be able to be well versed in like what it's genuinely like. I, no offense, I don't want someone going, oh, it seems great. Like I need the details. Yeah. Of what it's actually like to drive the Wienermobile. I'm assuming it's nothing but great things, but by the off chance, there's not, big hot dog show.
So you were watching hockey last night.
I was not, but I did see how long it went to four overtimes. Okay. That's crazy. Game one for the Stars is tonight.
Game one for the Stars. Go Stars. I was watching basketball. I was watching Nug v. Lake.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna use therapy words. I think, I feel, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like an NBA playoff game has got to be a top three sports scene. I don't know. That looked like in Denver last night, it looked like a zoo. It was
I guess.
Awesome. It was. I mean, maybe it's just, maybe what it is in comparison to a non, like a regular game.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because like, for example, I think Major League, I think baseball playoff games are incredible too.
Yes, absolutely.
And especially when it is compared to like tonight, the Rangers are playing. I don't even know who the Rangers are playing. Like that game tonight. It's a Friday night. Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it
in May.
Yeah, in like, May. It's like okay, you know, it's amped up. It does feel like the same way with the NBA.
Yeah, I would say that if I had to put my like, I maybe in no specific order, just depending on how far along you are into the playoffs, MLB, NHL, and NBA are the three that are significantly better in the postseason. I feel like NFL games are just hyped regardless.
Yes. Like, okay, I feel like the thing is that every NFL
games
game,
are exciting.
I feel like the difference between an NFL regular season game and an NFL playoff game
is the same experience.
It's increased, but only slightly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the difference between NBA and the playoffs and baseball in the playoffs. Yeah. Stuff like that. So I was just shocked. Like last night, I guess I haven't locked into an NBA game in a minute.
Yeah.
But it was, I watched essentially like three quarters of that game, and you could just tell like the emotional roller coaster that these Nuggets fans were going on and stuff like that.
Well, and it also might be the fact too, that you think about those three, NHL, NBA and MLB, and their seasons are just really long.
Yes.
That's a big reason for it. When you talk about the NFL, there's only a certain number of games. You're only playing once a week. So the excitement factor is there from week to week, every single week. It's not necessarily that way when you're playing four right. baseball games within the span of a week.
Yeah. Or six or seven.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which is gross.
You leave baseball alone. Watch baseball on TexasLive.com.
Yes.
Do we have any questions from the people?
Is there a concession stand item that you think could be a mascot? I mean, the Portland pickles are a thing. You can get like the ballpark type pickles there. I think the Frito pies would be fun.
I would love to see a Frito pie.
I would
like
love
Friona.
That. Yeah, Friona the Frito pie.
The Friona Frito pies. Like they could, if they were to go, honestly, hey, listen, Frito-Lay, I don't want to tell you how to run your business.
But.
But it might be worth it for you to reach out to Friona ISD and be like, what if we were the Friona Frito pies?
The pretzels could, you could do something with pretzels. Those are like staple. I think Frito pie is better, but.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like the Penelope pretzels.
The Penelope. No, we can't replace Penelope because Penelope, which is the sweetest sounding name name in Texas, is the Wolverine.
Correct.
which always throws me for a loop whenever I'm playing on the magazine. I'm like, oh yeah, golly.
They're like the opposite of a Sour Patch Kid. Yeah. They're sour or sweet, sour, gone.
Yeah, it's like Anna. Like imagine if Anna was like the flesh eating bacteria.
You know, the flesh eating amoebas.
Yeah, exactly. That would be that'd be tough. Yeah, I would say
the Frito pies is definitely.
If someone can work it in that they can be the Frito pies, because like you see this in Major League Baseball, or I'm sorry, Minor League Baseball, where like they'll change their name for one game. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that.
The El Paso Chihuahuas are the margaritas for a part, for and like I have like the margaritas hat. The San Antonio Missions changed to the Flying Chonklas.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So you know, I think for one or two times, like for one game, you know what I mean? I mean, think about like perfect example. Think about West, right? The Trojans.
Mm-hmm.
Even just their uniform, they have the ones that say the comma.
The comma. Yeah.
That's great. We should embrace one-off like name changes.
Names, yeah. You know? Well, and it would be perfect. As high school football is always being played around Halloween, like I feel like that would be a perfect thing to. Because a lot of times you'll see the student sections and the bands get completely dressed up.
What if a team just decided to be the Frito Pies for one?
That would roll.
And guess what? Guaranteed win. Like I'm, as a high school football expert, there's no way you can lose. If you are an 0-9 team and you're taking on the number one team in the state, but you're the Frito Pies, guess who I'm picking?
You're winning.
Guess who I'm picking?
You know who we could convince to do this? Jeff Fleener at Forney, the Forney Frito Pies, and it would be Coach Frito Pie for the day. Fleener would be so in on it.
Dangerously close to the best
making
idea
this happen.
Ever. Oh wow.
Fleener would be all in on this.
That would be great. Anyway, what's next, Pickle?
Let's go with hearing more and more of official shortages. What can everyone do to address the shortage?
Oh, for official shortages? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you hadn't heard, and this was going on in Corpus. Step was reporting on this, that Corpus Christi area is moving a kind of a decent chunk of games around to Thursdays and Saturdays because of an official shortage. For those who don't know, the Texas Association of Sports Officials, it needs officials. Long story short, the existing officials are kind of aging out, and there's not enough of the officials, young officials, to step up. So especially people who are younger, step up and find a way. First of all, you can obviously volunteer to be, not volunteer, you get paid for it, but you can become an official. I know our boss, Adam Hochfelder, is an official, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does like JV games and stuff like that, so you might see him running around. So you can do that. They'll train you up and stuff like that. And as I mentioned, you won't get rich, but you'll make a little bit of scratch, and it's a way to stay involved on Friday nights. But the other thing that I kind of keep saying about it is, you know, we all have to do our part by treating the existing officials with respect and not trying to run them out of the game. It's a very tough job, and it's a thankless job in a lot of ways. We have to remember that the games literally couldn't happen without them. And so, you know, I think all of us have a responsibility whenever we're at games to, even when they make you real mad, to bite your tongue and
hold that in and wait till you get in the car. Let it all out in the car, you know?
And then turn to your buddy and be like, I can't believe that call. Then absolutely. But we don't need to be making this. We do not need to be making a difficult job even less desirable. That's up to us. That's something that all of us can do.
I also feel like there's a difference between showing frustration and legitimately targeting your words at the official. Like, there is definitely a way to, oh, come on, man. But you don't have to go, hey, ref. You know, like, that's when it gets to be like, okay, come on now. This is a high school sporting event.
Exactly right. We need to make sure. And that, by the way, is not just football. That's all sports.
Yes.
There's a shortage of officials across all sports in Texas. And so we need to make sure that we are doing our part to make it
I think you just need to be respectful.
Attractive and respectful environment as a kid.
Yeah. Like, they're literally out there doing their job. All you have to do is respect them for doing their job.
Not to get on my own separate side rant, mm-hmm. but, like, we have a teacher shortage in the state of Texas. Do you know why we have a teacher shortage? Because we treat teachers like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not treat teachers like garbage. Let's not treat officials like garbage, and maybe more people would want to do it.
110%.
Anyway, that's a gregatorial. Do we have one more?
We do. If you could be a Simpson character for one day, which character would you choose and why?
This is tough.
Yeah.
This is tough. I mean, you wouldn't want to be C. Montgomery Burns, even though he's rich, like, because then everybody would hate you, and you would have tried to block out the sun and all that stuff. Lisa is, as Ned Flanders once said, the answer to a question that nobody asked. So I don't want to be her.
Am I Lisa?
I have no comment on that. That's tough. I think it would be fun to be Bumblebee Man. You have your own television show. Speak Spanish.
What's the
Bumblebee Man would be fun.
What's the dweeb? The Milhouse? Dud?
Milhouse?
Yeah. Do you want to be Milhouse? Everything's coming up Milhouse.
You would get to play Bone Storm though, which would be great. No, I don't want to be Milhouse. I mean, Bart's an easy answer, right? Because he just gets away with everything.
Yeah.
And he's
he's not the brightest cookie, but
just get into the brightest cookie.
Yeah.
We're just going to mix metaphors here.
Right, it's crayon shoot.
I mean, you just kind of get away with it. Like, Homer has to go to work. Homer, low-key, his job kind of sucks. He's a safety inspector at the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant. Mayor Quimby would be fun because you could just be, like, openly corrupt. It's kind of priced in to being Mayor Quimby. Professor Frank would be fun. Because you get to invent a lot of stuff. Rainier Wolfcastle, if you want to be like a famous person. Rainier Wolfcastle is the Arnold Schwarzenegger, like.
Oh, nice. Make it to the chopper.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's he plays McBain.
Okay.
and also he was Radioactive Man in the Radioactive Man show. Mo, you get to own a bar, but you're also miserable.
Yeah. Who's the steamed hams
Lenny
guy?
Lenny and Carl have like a really fun existence. They just kind of bop through life. They don't really have a lot of...
Is that us?
Lenny and Carl?
Is that Texas football today?
We might be Lenny and Carl. They just don't have a ton of responsibilities, which seems cool. Like, they're not married. They don't have kids or anything like that. Boy, that's a good question. Maybe my answer is Santa's Little Helper, the dog.
You've gone through what feels like the entire cast.
No, well, we're not even starting. I mean, we could be George H.W. Bush and live across the street. Or Gerald Ford and live across the street. Gerald Ford's dead, though. So is George H.W. Bush. There was an episode where they moved in across the street. You know that?
Mm.
It's called Two Bad Neighbors. It's a great episode.
All right.
Yeah, it's Homer starts feuding with them.
Oh, nice.
Homer starts feuding with them. It's a really fun episode. And apparently George H.W. Bush did not like it, which is great. But Gerald Ford showed up at the end. It was great.
I am so lost.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah, I think I'm going to land on either Lenny or Carl. Because Lenny or Carl, like, you get to kind of...
Just vibe.
You just vibe. Not a whole lot of responsibilities, but everyone kind of likes you.
Yeah.
No one likes you. Except that one time that Homer punched Lenny in the back of the head.
Sometimes that's needed.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, that's my answer to that. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for spending a little bit of your day with us. Follow us on Twitter at DCTF. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DaveCampbells. Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/DaveCampbells. And, of course, see us at texasfootball.com. Thanks again to Clay Baker of Henderson for being our guest. For Ashley Pickle, I'm Greg Tepper. Vince Young, please win your Player of the Year trophy. We'll see you Monday on Texas Football Today.